This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, but see, the problem here is Fred Durst was born in 1970, so he is a Gen X.
Yeah, Marie, but guess what? You know who wasn't born in 1970? Wearing a dope-ass backwards Yankees cap, bro.
Do you know where you are?
He was friends with Ben Stiller. He made it very clear in his songs. Very clear.
That's the thing, though, like, everybody wants to, like, lump. What about the people who are, like, on the borderline, like, right in that gray area? Like, I don't identify with any of this millennial nonsense.
You just
nonsense.
Keep on pushing.
All right, wait, is Dutch trying to claim that he's a trans Gen X?
He is. He's a trans Gen Xer.
Ew. He's transgenerational.
He's a trans Gen Xer. That's what it is.
I feel like it's more of it's a mindset rather than.
That's what trans people say.
I don't appreciate this.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We're at Dutch. You were listening to Dutch Royce on morelikeradio.com. I missed last week because I was sick. If you guys want to get in touch with the show, our number is 954-573-2780. We're going morelikeradio.com/live. My name is Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Johnny Cake Sanzari.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Super producer Mitch Heil.
That's me.
And Sherry Dalai Lama.
I'm still awake.
I already gave out the number. Yeah, morelikeradio.com. We have a new RSS feed that you can specifically just subscribe to get DNR and Hippo Juice if you guys just look it up on iTunes. Am I right in saying
yeah,
that?
Yeah, look it up on iTunes or Google Play because a lot of people were saying what if they just wanted to subscribe to our podcast. So we're still on More Like Radio and everything, obviously, but you could just search on Google Play or iTunes for Dutch and Royce or Hippo Juice, and they have their own feed now if you just want to subscribe to those shows.
So we suggest you subscribe to all of them, but if you want to get us specifically, there's avenues to do that now.
Yes, so. Correct. It has been something that has been requested, so we did it.
We just
you're
do what
welcome.
Request now?
Yeah.
Asking
well,
that
you know, we're at war with the listeners.
It also
are we on good terms with them?
I also did it because like with Amazon Echo or like Google Home, if you ask it to play More Like Radio podcast, it'll play it. But if you ask it to play Dutch and Royce or Hippo Juice, it won't find it because they didn't have their own RSS feed for a while.
Ah, okay.
So you only did this so you could listen to yourself more.
No, I listen to myself plenty.
But yes.
But also yes.
I remember in the early days of radio, I would listen to everything that I ever did.
By the way, is there a reason?
Like 100 times. I haven't listened to a full show of ours in years.
Is there a reason you didn't do like a comedy bit before? You went like right into the show. Normally, I forgot
to queue one up.
Normally, I get up and pee and do my thing.
I know. I'm sorry. We're used to having like a 3-minute window. I apologize to anybody.
Well, whatever.
You guys need to go to the bathroom.
I'm gonna go pee. So you got it. I'll be right back. Sorry.
Sorry.
Normally, I'm professional.
I looked over and I'm like, wait, is it our? Oh, oops. Okay.
That's my.
Because normally I play.
I'll be real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay, go ahead. In the meantime, Sherry and Mitch, what did you guys do this weekend?
Well, we have a new guest at our house right now for a week.
Ooh.
I call him Mini Joel.
Yep, because we are babysitting my brother's 7-month-old 80-pound German Shepherd.
Aww.
And
the way you either think you call it Mini Joel because you think I'm a German Shepherd or the
No,
we haven't gotten there yet.
Let me
because he's Mitch. A big dumb lumbering oaf.
Hey.
No, that's not why. Like, it's just the way his posture is. Like, if you were a dog and, like, the way you move and walk, like, if you were a dog, that's.
I'm an 80-pound German Shepherd.
Yeah, just no spatial awareness of anything around you. Like, oh, here's a thing. Bump into this. Oh, I'll knock this thing over.
He'll be a minimum of 120 pounds when he is full grown. Minimum.
Wow. Now, has he run his face into the side of a pool?
No, but there have been multiple times where, like, I'd have the silverware drawer open or my makeup drawer in the bathroom open, and he would somehow hit his head on it.
Does he have a drinking?
No lie.
Does he have a drinking problem like Dutch?
He does drink a lot.
He drinks so much.
Just can't get enough of that bowl. Just keeps hitting it. And Sterling is so mad at us right now. He hates us so much because this dog, we don't know how well socialized it was as like a young puppy, uh-huh, as far as being around other dogs. So we don't think he knows how to play with dogs that are a little bit smaller than him.
Uh-huh. He goes straight for the throat.
Yeah, so he just bites Sterling's throat.
Sterling puts his mouth, or the other dog?
The other dog just puts his mouth on Sterling's head.
I was going to say, I thought you said you bring Sterling to dog parks and whatnot.
No, we do. Sterling's great. It's this other dog.
Okay.
And he he'll just put his whole mouth around Sterling's head, and Sterling hates that. And
I'll go to pet Sterling, and his whole, like, head will be completely wet from slobber from Granger.
Or he'll bite him in the legs or something. The entire time this is happening, Sterling's between growling at Ranger, he's looking at us like he wants us to die. He's like, what did you do to me? I hate you so much right now.
This is my house.
So not
he'll
fair.
Pay you back for that in weird ways later.
I know. Yeah, I know he will.
He'll start chewing on something or peeing in a corner.
Oh, yeah. He'll be like, you know what? Your TV remote's mine now.
Oh. He did that before Ranger showed up, actually.
We've gone through two already with Dude because he's in his chewing phase as well.
Yeah, Sterling ate two remotes and a computer mouse.
Was that all you did this weekend, though?
Did we do anything else?
Yeah, nothing else was exciting.
Oh, you didn't make more meat for the winter?
I power cleaned the house on Saturday and made a really good breakfast and made banana bread.
Nice.
And
it's just a fucking cavalcade of fucking entertainment. People that are listening right now are just better off just, you know, going to bed.
Non-stop. So much excitement. Like, you know what I want to do? I want to go to Mitch and Sherry's house so we can.
They are so fascinating.
Apparently, eat breakfast.
I decided how much I hate the word adulting, though.
You don't like it?
That's a word.
Sherry loves
it. Hate it.
I've never heard that term. What is that?
What did you do this weekend? Oh, I adulted. I cleaned my house. No, you fucking millennial, shut up because you are an adult.
Adulted? Ew.
They turned adulting into a verb.
It's basically slang for doing what you should be doing anyway.
Being responsible.
Paying your bills. This
weekend. I adulted.
Paying your bills, shopping for a home.
Being a person.
Taking out an IRA.
Being a person.
Well, I will say, though, there is, like, when you do grown-up things, I will stop myself every once in a while and be like, that was very responsible of you, Joel. Good job.
No, I do that, too. But agree. The making up words for everything we do, like, the adulting annoying. Thing, like, it's, dude, you're 30 years old. You should be
and
cleaning your house.
An adult is a noun.
You're 30 years old. You should be fucking going to the bank. Like, you're not. And you're right. That's like if you do something like sign a mortgage or this and that. But though people are like, oh, my God, today I did the dishes. I adulted so hard. No, you're just not a pig, you know? Like,
yeah, I had to do dishes as a child. So I don't know what that has to do with being an adult.
I don't know. I've been finding myself turning into a crotchety old man. Just
oh yeah,
me
I've been
too.
I've been a get off my lawn guy for a while.
I'm 34. Like
I love that club. It's my favorite club to be in.
Mitch has been in that club since he was six.
Oh yeah, you were dude. Yeah, I can assume you were probably a grumpy guy as a kid.
Oh yeah, no, I think Mitch was smoking cigarettes and yelling at kids when he was five.
No, I think it was actually pseudo normal and well adjusted until I joined the army, and then that just disenfranchised me from everything.
Right.
Oh. All right.
I feel like this is debatable, and I'm about to show photo evidence.
Of course, Mitch. Of course, Mitch has to make it dark. Of course, Mitch has to make it the end of the Hurt Locker. Like everyone's having a good time. He's like, the army broke my brain. All right. Well, fucking stop. Why don't you cry about it?
Well, did it heal it?
No.
Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm not saying the fucking...
Did it make it better?
My point is, at least you got a college education out of it.
I did.
Barely.
There you go. There you go.
At a school that's now out of business, but yes.
That is true. Dude. They are hoping to get money back
from. My high school's out of business, so I can relate.
Yikes. Meanwhile, we were as childish as we could have been this weekend.
Oh, wrong one. Sorry.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Millennials, they all adulted.
Friday, all we did was go to the Olive Garden.
Which is fucking awesome.
Olive.
Well, I wanted to get my wine glasses. They have a promo going where if you buy a bottle of wine, they give you two wine glasses to go with it.
So then Saturday, we decided to go with our friends over to Universal Studios Islands of Adventure over here.
And it was a big group of us. There was three other people that we met up with, two more people later on.
Anyway,
we decided that Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure for adults that don't have children is essentially the best bar in Orlando.
We were not adulting. We were the opposite of adulting, Sherry. We were childing.
Stop using that word.
Child touching? We were child touching.
Royce and I have been annual
That's the opposite.
Yes.
You were teenagering.
We were diddling.
We weren't diddling. Royce and I were annual pass holders since, 2003?
I know. We recently came into some money.
Right. And so, in essence, we've ridden every ride that you could ride over in Universal and Islands a million times. So now in our 30s, we really don't care to ride the Hulk another time. We just like going.
They got new ones, right?
Well, they convert one a year. But
they have Mardi Gras there, which is when we have actual bands playing. They had Collective Soul playing.
So you have a pass, meaning like everybody else who's in there had to pay that day to get in.
But annual pass means you could go.
You could just walk in and go to the bars because you like that bar.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're
paying $30 to get in.
Go to the bar, go ride all the rides, do whatever you want.
Riff raff sieve.
You know why it's not bad? It's not bad because you could break up the payments $20 a month. And for $20 a month, here's why it's good. Mardi Gras in February, Universal, they have this big stage, right? And they'll have decent bands that come through every once in a while. Like I said, Collective Soul was there Saturday.
And X-Ambassadors.
X-Ambassadors was there Sunday.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah. So there was a few. So we went Saturday. We got there early. We were there with our friends. And everyone's drinking, except for me, because I normally don't drink.
We got there to enjoy some Harry Potter memorabilia and hopefully see Collective Soul. And we spent the whole day saying we would go to one part. Right. We would go to one half.
Never let your light shine down.
Yeah.
So we just essentially drank from land to land because you go to one area and you're like, well, I want to get a beer from here, but you can only get it over there. So we just kept walking. We walked 15 miles.
It was ridiculous.
We didn't ride. We rode two things. We rode E.T. because one of us hadn't ridden it. And then we...
So then I'm there with my friends, and my friends were all...
just yelling about this?
Yes. I know.
Yes, we were.
But we found someone that hadn't ridden it.
My friends are a bunch of lushes. So it wasn't even riding things. It was going to different places to get different drinks. We stood in the longest line, longer than some rides, to get a beer in Harry Potter Land. And it was ridiculous.
But it was worth
it. Was it a good beer or was it just like a Bud Light?
No, it was a good
beer. It was a beer unique to that area of that park.
Yeah. Oh, the cat version, yeah.
Oh my God, it's so adorable.
Collective Soul Cat is the best.
So we go there, and mind you, it's very important to point out that I'm the only one that's not drinking.
Very important.
So we're walking around, and we did, like I said, a couple rides, and the band, we got there, like I'd say, about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Collective Soul didn't go on until 8:30. So we go, we're walking around, everyone gets hammered, and at one point, we're eating. We go to the Simpsons Land, and we're drinking at Moe's Tavern. Talking to the bartender, cool guy. And
we
see it's 8:30, and they're like, do we really want to see Select the Soul? Why don't we just go back to Harry Potter Land and get another drink? I'm like, all right, the reason we – whatever. I don't care. We go. We get a drink. Everyone's hammered. We're walking back while we're leaving. Collective Soul's playing. We stand there and we figure, well, fuck it. We might as well stop here, maybe at least hear one or two songs, you know?
Yeah, just, say that we were able to see them. And as we're walking into the barred off area where this is the concert part, and we pause, we find a good spot.
All right, guys, this is a new song off the album.
As soon as he said new song, we're like, fuck this.
All five of us were like, fuck you. We don't want to hear your new stuff? Your
Why
fucking
is
collective
that?
Soul.
Because no one cares.
So then we paraded all of us down as they started singing, where we were just singing at the top of our lungs. All of us are, whoa, heaven let your light shine.
By the way, to a different song. a different song. One of their new songs is they're playing it.
They might have opened with that song.
It doesn't matter.
Know.
It was so loud.
We didn't care. We were drunk.
So they were. So then we go to leave, and one of the people who I'm with is like, oh, no, he can't drive. I'll drive. I go, you can't drive. Give me the keys. I'll drive. So I get the keys, and I don't mind driving. So we get into the pickup truck, and we go home. Everyone at this point is fucking blasted. Now, here's a story I want to tell.
Was it pull out titty drunk?
Well, yeah, that always happens.
But we can be sober for that.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. But my point is, do you guys? I have a friend. I have a friend who's awesome, funny dude, hilarious. Listens to the show. Won't say
feels
his
like
name.
A start of an intervention.
Won't say his name out of respect, but awesome when he drinks, except for the part. He's a big guy. Used to play water polo. Probably 6'2", 6'3", pretty big dude. Looks like a dude, bro. Isn't, though. Very funny, but anyway. Do you ever have to deal with someone who's drunk and the only word I could use is they lumber around? And what I mean is,
yes,
they're big and they're moving their hands a lot, right? But you're in your house, because we came back to my house, because I figured, let's all hang out at my house. Swinging around, just hitting things, and things are flying everywhere.
And you have space at your house, too.
I know! And the thing is,
Royce, yeah. Is this the guy that we met when we were down there?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, yes. So, okay, you know what he's like, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So he's in my house, and I love him, but when he gets drunk, he just lumbers around, and he's like if Herman Munster got drunk. And and I'm telling him to calm down.
And instead, he hops up and down on
so
our couch.
So then another one of our friends comes in.
He certainly did.
Another one of our friends comes in, and he's drunk. They were somewhere else, but they come by my house.
And then they were drunk together.
And then he walks in, and he's like, ah! And he says the dude's name. And Herman Munster comes, and just they run at each other full speed in my house.
So
by the
excited.
Way, 1 a.m.
So excited.
And they start.
Yes.
They start Greco-Roman wrestling in front of my TV.
They really did.
They start.
And I know your living room, too.
I'm playing defense. And every time they go to an area, I'm picking up something valuable that's behind
right.
them.
Because here's the thing. We had other people there that, you know, just as hammered, but, they're, you know, I also had my hookah out, and everyone was smoking from it. And then I'm finding myself moving my hookah, you know, because they're moving his arms around. And I'm just, like, moving my valuable things. At one point, Marie had to be, like, an adult and say, hey, guys. Can you
Herman.
Please stop horsing around in front of the TV? You're going to break something.
I couldn't find a safe place for the hookah that night. Every time I put it down, it was the wrong place to put it, and I had to find a new spot.
So these two jackasses were just wrestling.
Well, they stopped. And by the way, drunk, which hilarious. Is okay, but it was just hilarious. Like, so my point is, like, have you ever been put in a position? And I'm a big guy, so for the most part, I can handle most people, you know? But right. I can't handle this
but
guy.
But yeah, everyone in our house was bigger than Royce.
And I don't mean like handle like I
oh, like if something got bad, you'd have to get physical, but you're like, I might just lose.
Yeah, like if he
that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think I would lose in that situation. But I don't mean like handle, but I mean handle like kind of I felt like I was corralling him, you
yeah.
know?
Right.
Like I felt like a sheepdog.
Yeah. I was like look at me. I'm the captain now.
Basically.
Yeah, like you're the shepherd.
Yeah, and just running around, and it was like this weird game of like blocking. Like,
it's just what we had our own energy, and then when the other group that were meeting up with us came in, they had a whole different energy, and the energies merged, and it just like exploded into just energy.
At one point, it was
just
at one
energy.
Point with him, I was like, put it down, put it down. I don't care who started. Put it down.
Lots of energy.
And then
it's just amazing
he's another one that when he gets drunk, he likes to play hit.
and wrestle and that kind of stuff, like slap you or flare chop your chest.
Like, just hit you, you know? Not trying to hurt you or fight. He's doing it joking.
Just dicking around.
But
right.
It's like if a Saint Bernard hurts you yes. when they're trying to play with you, yes. you know?
It was like, let's do activities.
But then he's hitting you and he thinks it's fun and then you have bruises. You're like, dude, I tell him, I found myself doing matrix blocks. When I saw him get close, I knew his big hand was going to hit me. So I just have to do this arm thing and block it and go, hey, watch it. Hey, stop. So like, again, I would like to just – my heart goes out to people that are the designated driver, that are the sober people that have to deal with this. Because when you're drunk – if I was drunk, I'd probably be having fun and hitting back. But when you're not,
right.
you're not having the same fun. And people that are – and then it's – and then you have to deal with like, bro, why are you so fucking mad, Royce? I don't know
right.
because I had to save my TV, my microwave, you know, three glasses. So it's hard for me to relax and kick back and have fun with you guys when I fucking feel like I'm a curator at a museum that's filled with a bunch of Down syndrome kids.
You know, you never realize how many valuable possessions you have until you have a bunch of drunk people around.
That's a very good point. You don't realize it.
I didn't think I was a rich person.
By the way,
until
I'll say this.
Night, I'm like, oh, save this.
By the
save
way,
this.
I love my Google Home and I love the Amazon Echo. I love all the technology. One thing I figured out, that technology is fun when you have people at your house that are buzzed and having a good time. When you have people that are fucking hammered, it is not good technology. Because we couldn't get through one song, Dutch. It was
before
it
somebody
was,
changed it.
It was, hey, Google! Play! And by the way, when people get drunk, they want to play these, this guy want to play these deep songs that nobody knows. You ever hang out with those people? Like,
oh, God,
instead of
yeah.
playing like a sing-along song that everyone could enjoy, they're like, bro, you're gonna like it, bro, bro. Bro, you're gonna, bro,
right.
you're gonna like it. All right, hey, play Ninja Fuckers Extreme Bondage, and I'm like, and then it's this terrible song, and then then the problem with that is then the song starts playing like, and someone else walks up and they go, oh, this song sucks. Hey, Google, play Gwen Stefani, the Banana Song.
And then you get the guy come back
shit
and like, hey,
is bananas.
Song.
Exactly. Hey, Google, play. So then it's just this battle of the Google where at one point I had to just mute it. I had to mute the microphone.
You know what was funny? I noticed that there were two kinds of drunk at our party. There was the drunk that thinks if I yell it at any point in the room, Google will hear me. And so they're just screaming it nowhere near it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't picking it up, so they were just screaming. And then there was the ones that walked all the way up right into the microphone and then whispered very polite, hey, Google.
Can you please?
Would you please play this song?
It was yeah, and it was just like this constant thing. And then at one point, it just turned out a bunch of drunk people asking Google what racial slurs mean.
That's pretty much what it always boils down to. We stayed up until 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Later, almost
gross.
6.
I died the next day. I'm pretty sure I was dead for
30,
a day.
Man, when you're over 30, that rebound is not the same.
I don't know. I woke up at noon.
Mm-hmm.
I made it to eat a hamburger, and then I stayed the rest of the day on the couch.
Yeah, that's right. We left the house to eat greasy food, and then we just went back, and we just didn't move. We literally didn't move.
I should never do that again.
From the couch. Yeah, it's rough, man. It's like, by the way, it's after we walked, like Marie said, like 15 fucking miles.
I don't know how
park.
All of us didn't crash and burn, because none of us are in our 20s, and we all made it through the entire night after being out for an entire day drinking. What happened?
By the way, something else about going to theme parks, just to go back a little bit, and I might have to talk about it, is I like going to Universal's Adventure when it's empty, and I like riding all that stuff. Don't get me wrong. It's fun when there's not lines. But does anybody else, when they're in a theme park or in a place when there's a lot of lines, does anybody else have like a self-loathing moment where you're like, oh my God, they're hurting me like cattle right now and I'm taking it? Like,
I hate it.
But Sherry, do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You have a moment where even though the thing you're doing is ultimately fun, you have a realization. You're like, oh my God, I am cattle right now. I'm not even
a
person.
I hate waiting in line.
Oh yeah, it's
totally
the worst.
Totally hate it. I asked one of my coworkers who is getting married in May. I was like, where are you going for your honeymoon? He goes, Disney and Florida and blah, blah. I'm like, Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Exactly. And he's like, where are you going? I'm like, Alaska.
Nice. Well, A, exactly with us. We went to Colorado. Like, you know, we're just like, you know, we're not gonna deal with it. And we live here, you know, and like
we're going somewhere to get away from people.
It is funny. Mitch and Sherry come to Florida and we take them to the most desolate part of Florida. Like,
that's what I
loved it.
I know.
So we're from Minnesota. We don't like people.
We took them away. When they come here, we took them away from Disney. And we're like, look, here's water.
Yeah. You took us out into the ocean where exactly. no one else was around.
You took us to nature. Yeah. That's what we like.
You're like, oh, we feel better. We don't have to talk to people. This place is awesome. But yeah, like I just have this moment of like standing there, like, or, and don't get like Harry Potter Land, you know. By the way, something else I learned. So what they do is, if you go to Harry Potter Land and Islands of Adventure, they have all these different windows, like, you know, in the books where they have, you know, different shops in the stores, you know, and you could get these wands that like interact with different things in the windows, you know. So you could walk up with these $50 wands and like kids wave them at the window and something in the window display does something. The problem with that is that I found out is that when you have Harry Potter Land is the most dense packed part of that park. I mean, it's a ridiculous amount of people.
I'm so surprised.
On top of that, you have these little kids that are sitting there waving a stick around in this small already area.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Oh my God. Look, my point is that it's fun when you go there and it's empty. I don't know why there were that many people there, but it is.
They were there to see Collective Soul, brah.
No, they weren't. There was not that many people. By the way, Collective Soul, they look so old.
They did.
Oh,
you know what
God.
I thought was hilarious? I was 110% convinced that if I bought a beer in Islands of Adventure, that I could exit Islands of Adventure, walk through City Walk, which is still part of the park that's in between the two parks, and walk my butt over to Universal still drinking my beer.
By the way,
why wouldn't I be able to? My car parked in the parking garage several feet beyond City Walk. So as we're exiting and we all have giant beers in our hand because we just came from one end of Harry Potter and we wanted to go the other half, we get yelled at by a crippled man that was a Universal Studios employee right by the exit saying, you're not allowed to take your beer outside. You have to finish it here. And we realized we got put in beer jail by a person that we can't be a dick back to or else we're the
dick.
Yeah,
they picked the right person because the guy was a handicapped dude in a scooter. And, you know, you're not going to yell at him.
His whole job, we were sitting there for a while because our drinks were very full. His job was to yell at drunk people that were thinking they could drink their beer outside in City Walk and tell them to finish it. So we were all in beer jail right before exiting the park. We were all just sitting there trying to chug our beer down so we can go out. So we were bonding.
But there was a few, yeah, they're just all sitting there and we're like, man, we're in detention.
But it doesn't make any sense because the moment you walk on the other side of that exit.
They sell you beer there too.
They sell you beer where you could be drinking and walking around drinking in City Walk. And we're like, the whole point of this is so that I don't transfer my money from one end of the park to another end of the park and that I have to buy a new beer once I exit.
Something else that's crazy to tell you, that now they have metal detectors and x-ray machines before you get into the theme parks. It never used to be that way. Now it's like you're going to the fucking airport when you go.
So pretty Disney much. TSA?
Basically,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Universal TSA, but yeah.
Same shit. Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense because I don't know of any more densely populated areas than theme parks.
And so, by the way,
they should have security.
They put a lot of work on Adventure and the rides are fun and all that stuff, but you know, some things don't make, like they still have the Mummy ride there, the Brendan Fraser one. Like,
I think that's one of the better rides.
Yeah, I know, but is it really timely? Like, compared
No, it's not timely.
They still have the original Jurassic Park ride, like from the 90s.
It's still pretty awesome.
It's terrible.
They still have Men in Black, which only plays the Men in Black song.
We might have talked about this before, but when you
so they so they have rides that are to movies that have been rebooted already.
Right.
To be fair, the Simpsons ride took the place of the Back to the Future ride.
So it updated itself maybe
but
10
yeah,
years.
I was talking about this. There's the Men in Black ride, right? And Men in African American ride. And when you exit the ride, there's a gift shop, right? And in this gift shop,
here comes Men in Black.
That's the only song that they're playing.
Every single time.
But I mean, in repeat. And I looked at the employees, and one time I actually walked up to them and I go, how do you how do you deal with this? And they she just looked at me and she just shook her head and looked down.
Aww.
Because like, she's like, I can't what you're going to say. But like, think about that. Think about that. You have an 8-hour shift, and for 8 hours, that you have to hear the Men in Black song over
and just over. The same 3 minutes repeating for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
Yes,
it is absolutely brutal. And by the way,
well, on the plus side, they are putting in a new ride that's themed for the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, there's a new Fast and the Furious ride because that's what we need.
But based off the first movie.
I don't know.
Who
based
knows?
Off all the movies, it's hard to pick. They're all so good, Mitch.
But on the actual plus side, I hear we're getting a Nintendo park.
Oh yeah, so I hope we get a Mario Kart ride because that's what I need in my life.
That's what everyone needs in their life.
Since we're on the subject of theme parks and whatnot, is there a type of ride or a type of theme? I know Harry Potter made your dreams come true, Marie, when that came out.
It
but
sure did.
What would you like to see these parks do? As far as themes go.
Well, I don't want to see Disney's Avatar Land.
Yeah, I don't want to see that horse shit.
See, I saw an ad for that, and I was like, that actually looks like it might be cool.
No, it's not.
I agree in that the concept of playing in the world seems more appealing than actually watching the movie does.
Right.
So, I'll probably still eventually see it.
I don't know. I don't want an entire section of a theme park based on a movie that's supposed to make me feel guilty for being a human.
Right.
True.
You know, it's like, oh, God.
I remember when that came out. You hated it so much. I liked it, but you hated it because
it was still
the whole basically Dances with Wolves or Ferngully.
Yeah. Oh, you know, someone pointed that out. They go, you know, Avatar is a movie that grossed more than any other movie of all time. And they go, name two of your most memorable scenes. And nobody remembers it. And that's a very good point because Avatar wasn't a movie about substance. It was a movie about being visually pretty.
I couldn't even tell you a character.
Right.
It was very immersive. The 3D was good. That was the point I liked.
Yeah, but would a sequel be just as good? It can't be because now the technology's gotten better than that.
Right. Well, I mean, it did take him however many years. I don't know. We'll see what Cameron
fuck
him. Does.
I'm sick of him. Fucking sick of Cameron. It was bullshit.
I'm sick of him too, yeah.
Fuck him.
It's going to make a ton of money, though.
Of course it's
going to
make
it.
A bunch of money.
I'll go see it.
Of course it's going to make a lot of money. But, no, I mean, I would love
we're
to
in the dead spot for movies right now, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing really coming out that looks even remotely good.
Passengers was good.
Was what? It?
I liked it.
J-Law movie?
Yeah.
It was predictable.
It was fun to watch. It was predictable, but it was fun to watch.
Oh, really? I heard it had a pretty good twist. Oh, wait. Didn't Shama Lama Ding Dong just put out a movie that had a good twist? People actually were saying this is good. M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, Split. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's good.
I heard that the twist in that, I mean, granted, it's a twist, and it's like it only has a rewatchability of one time. But they say that the twist was actually really good. It catches you off guard.
Yeah, I heard it's really good, so... also, Dutch, in the chat room, if you look, speaking of movies, first set photos have been posted of the new Han Solo Star Wars movie. There's our friend Phil Lord.
Oh, cool.
There's our friend
Hey, there.
sitting next to Donald Hildo. Glover, Woody Harrelson, Chris Miller, Chewbacca. Chewbacca's there.
Chewbacca the actor.
Chewbacca the actor's there.
Who's the girl in the back?
I don't know.
I don't know the girl in the back, but the other girl is Daenerys from Game of Thrones.
Oh, it is.
Oh my God,
I didn't see that.
Or Terminator. Cool. But yeah, I don't know who the one in the back is.
The guy on the bottom left looks like Jack from Talk Radio Meltdown.
That's Chris Miller. That's Chris Miller. The other half to Phil Lord.
Yeah.
Mitch. Who's the Han Solo guy? Who's he?
No idea.
I don't know his name.
I like that they're going with these unknowns.
But upside is, we did send an email, so we're going to get, as soon as he's filming in another country right now, but we'll definitely get him when
he's international right now.
For real, that's the response we got.
That was our excuse. He's international right now.
Yeah, he's filming abroad, which means he's filming this movie, the new Han Solo. But we'll get him. We'll get him. I mean.
Well, that'll answer your question from earlier. I wouldn't mind them expanding the Star Wars universe.
Star
in
Wars
Disney.
Universe, yes.
That one was. That would be fun.
Disney could make a Marvel park. That would be nice.
Yes,
I'm thinking
Disney
they should
needs
go
to do Marvel.
Star Trek.
Park. Star Trek would be cool. You could do a holodeck.
Yeah, but who owns Star Trek?
Shatner.
No, I don't believe Shatner owns it. I don't believe it's
I think Shatner. I think I'm right on that one. Him and Nimoy.
I think Disney's is the one that is the one thing that Disney doesn't own is Star Trek, I'm pretty sure. They own everything else.
Let's find out.
Looks like Paramount Pictures, CBS owns some of it, Viacom.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of CBS and a little bit of Paramount.
There's a new Star Trek show coming to that CISO app or whatever that CBS app is.
By the way, the newest Star Trek movie, I thought it was good, and I don't know why anybody thought it was bad.
I didn't like it.
Why?
Because I've always, even the TV shows, I always hated the episodes where the very beginning of the episode, the Enterprise gets destroyed. I hate when the Enterprise, whenever it's one of those planet episodes, I don't like it. I'm more of a space episode.
Right,
kind of
where
guy.
They're on the planet. Right, okay.
Yeah. Me personally.
I do remember you having that gripe.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
That was my reason for not liking it. I mean, it wasn't a bad movie. Definitely wasn't a bad movie.
You just like the ones that take place on ships rather than on planets.
Yeah, and the TV, I'm more.
Oh, a Firefly one. Joss Whedon fans,
by
or
the way,
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Fox said that they're open to rebooting or continuing Firefly if Joss Whedon wants to do it. So
didn't Joss Whedon say that was the one of things in his professional career that he was most sad about when they canceled Firefly?
Oh yeah, of course.
Like he said, like that was like his baby.
Isn't he the heart of rock and roll?
Yes, he's the heart of rock and roll. Joss Whedon.
They say the heart of rock and roll is Joss Whedon. And from what I've seen, I believe him. What?
Anyways.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, I meant to bring it up, but I had to take a call. You guys said Olive Garden earlier.
Yeah.
I was watching True TV's Top Funniest or whatever. It's basically America's Funniest Home Videos without the annoying cut in and out of, you know, of Carlton. Did you guys, by the way, have you guys seen that? Carlton is now the new host of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, what happened to the other dude?
Awful.
What happened to the other dude? Yeah. What's his
Tom
name?
Tom Bergeron?
Yeah.
Bergeron? Which, by the way, my mom hates him. I don't know why. My mom has this visceral hatred of Tom Bergeron.
He seems like the nicest guy.
I remember you saying that.
But doesn't he, though?
That's the weird thing. Like, and my mom is like the sweetest woman. And she just has a visceral hatred of Tom Bergeron. She can't stand him on Dancing with the Stars. She can't stand him on America's Funniest. So she just hates his face.
Why?
But anyways, I don't know. I can't explain it. And I don't
Poor Tom Bergeron.
My mom hates Tom Bergeron. So, but anyways, they got rid of him. I think it's because of the Dancing with the Stars stuff.
So
but Carlton is bad. Like, throw up in your mouth bad, dude. At least like when, what's his face, the original guy.
Saget.
Bob Saget.
Saget. When Saget was doing it and he told an awful joke, he would make that face like, that was a bad joke and I know it. You know, like Carlton sells it. Like he sold his soul like a long time ago and he has these horrible pun jokes that just, anyways. So Olive Garden, I went on a tangent there. They have this like, they do basically the clips like that, but they don't have a cut in and out. It's just like a guy kind of voicing over in the background. And then they have like their, you know, badass clip of the week or whatever.
Right.
And our buddy Zach Ehner was like the top one this last week.
Oh, really?
It was one of his workout videos.
That's awesome.
It was really funny.
Oh, I love Zach. He's awesome.
Zach Ehner.
How could he be a top clip for America's Funniest Home Videos when he's like a professional YouTube content producer?
No, that's the point. It's on True TV. It's called Top Funniest Videos. And it's not necessarily like it's. The format is the majority of the clips they show are, you know, home video stuff. Uh-huh. But they do a lot of Vine videos. They do a lot of, like, funny YouTube videos. Things that are just funny. It doesn't necessarily have to be, like, a home
Vine,
video.
Is Vine still around?
No, I thought that Twitter
Vine's
took it
done.
Down.
It is, but the True TV still shows it.
Or maybe they just loop videos.
Wow. You know, by the way, can I say that regular TV is in a fucking death spiral? Like, you know, a lot of these networks, like True TV and Spike TV and like outside of maybe like the HBOs of the world and maybe some other cable channels.
They need to figure it out. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's the original content. Like a lot of these channels don't have a lot of original content. So they just replay or buy the rights to syndicating other content. Like you said, Spike TV is basically just cops.
Yeah. Spike TV was only kept afloat because of Bar Rescue.
Well, not even that. Well, I think Bar Rescue's not even on that anymore. I think it's on, like, HGTV or something like that.
Is it really?
I think they switched, yeah.
Because I don't think it's HGTV. I didn't think it was on anymore, though.
No, Bar Rescue is still on Spike, apparently.
Well, Spike for a long time were like the only ones showing UFC fights, and then Fox took that over.
Yeah, Bar Rescue is a new episode. I haven't seen that show in a long time.
For some reason, Sunday. I feel like that asshole's on a different network. But
no,
he's not.
He's
obviously
still on
Spike. I'm wrong. So
and then, shut it down.
What's that guy's name?
John Taffer.
And then there's
who definitely doesn't do coke.
Right. And then there's the Discovery Channel and HGTV and Animal Planet that just decided, let's just film people from Alaska. That's entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is Alaska.
You know,
it entertains
dude,
me.
I watch them too. I'll just sit there and watch you for like, if I'm like hungover, I'm like during the weekend.
Deadliest Catch and Building Alaska. And,
right.
What's the one with Jules' family?
Alaskan Troopers.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know what happened to all of us in the mainland where we're all like, what do people in Alaska do for food?
They go to fucking stores like everyone else, except for like the wild
part. Do people in Alaska have power, guys?
Yeah, they do. They have plenty of. They're fine.
Do they just sit in the dark for half a year?
Do they ride their polar bears into town?
Do you think they get tired of fish?
Oh, they all eat blubber. They all eat blubber there, I heard.
No, dude, have you seen that show Arctic Life? I think it's called Arctic Life.
No, I've never been that
bored. Where they follow the Eskimos around?
No.
They do eat that blubber and fish, and that's about it.
I haven't seen that one. I've seen the Life Below Zero one, though. Where
maybe that's the one, then.
It's all of them are, they're everyone that lives above the Arctic Circle. So they get, like, 3 days of summer.
I think that's the show I was watching, yeah.
Oh, my God, why?
That's
3 days.
Like I was watching it, and Kelsey comes in. She's like, "Why don't they just move? Like, just go south. That's all you got to do."
That's what I always say every
it
time I see that
so
show.
So hard.
Like, why are you living there? Why?
Like I get it back in the day, but like you know where you didn't really know much, but now information's everywhere, and like, these people have cell phones, and you know they have means to know that there's a better life than being in the freezing cold where you have to sew your babies into elk or reindeer skin. Otherwise, they'll freeze the second they come outside of the tent.
If you like being left alone, there's plenty of areas in plenty of states where if you just go 30 miles out of a main city, like you're in no man's land.
Yeah, you don't have to live like you're on fucking Hoth.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't know the appeal. I don't get. And by the way, like, aren't like women? Isn't it two men for every woman there? I believe something like that, 2-to-1 ratio, from what I've read.
Those are good
that
odds.
About right.
More men than women, so it's
probably higher than that.
Well, yeah. I mean, no. Who wants to live in again? Look, no offense if you live in Alaska, but fucking move.
I mean, I guess
I wouldn't mind like Anchorage.
I guess
yeah, South Alaska.
Well, that's not much different for you guys than where you are now.
I know. For us, it wouldn't be different. It's actually probably warmer there than it is here.
I have a cousin who lives in Alaska, actually. And he, whatever he does, he travels for the winter and goes home. And he loves his life.
Fuck that shit.
I had a friend that lived in Alaska. And she told me that they, like, you don't realize the mosquito problem that they have up there.
Really?
Because, like, you know, yeah, it's bad. Because I mean, the mosquitoes only have like 3 months to mate and live. And so she told me that basically it was during certain months during the summer up there, you're running from your car to get into a building where there's no mosquitoes. Cause they will just descend on you.
Jesus.
That yeah. That's awful. Something I had no idea because of, yeah, just all the water in that area. And
well, and also
short lifespan.
And also around here and in the cities, you know, they spray for mosquitoes. They probably don't spray up there.
Probably not, no. I don't know. That was just something she told me, and I never forgot. I was like, really? I would never have thought of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, Florida definitely has that problem. That's all fucking year. We have mosquitoes in fucking December.
Yeah, but they're not swarming.
No, they're
like,
not swarming.
I mean, she said it would be like a cloud that would all descend on you.
Yeah, no, we don't have that.
If there's a warm body around, they go nuts because they need to feed.
Ugh, that sounds awful.
Still want to live in Alaska, Sherry?
Yes.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want to befriend some bears?
Nature.
Yeah, if you guys had a choice to live, like if you could just, you know, let's just say you hit the lottery or something like that, live anywhere, where would it be?
Boise, Idaho.
Minnesota.
Boise, Idaho. Right. Mm-hmm. There's nothing going on there.
Potatoes. What is going to draw you to
potatoes?
That's it.
It looks like a foot.
Just potatoes.
Idaho,
you know what? Idaho looks like you a foot. Laugh, but my childhood friend slash neighbor married.
What's a potato?
He went to college to be a doctor, but his family owns a potato farm, and they are very well off.
See, there you go. You fucking happy now? Maybe.
But that wasn't an answer to a question. We all stopped and waited for you to say more because Mitch's question was, "Where would you live if you were a millionaire?" And your answer was potatoes.
Potatoes.
Well, he said Boise, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho. But... Land of potatoes. And again, the
you don't even eat potatoes most of
no,
the time.
No, I don't, but the state
you
is,
have a carbohydrate problem.
The state
you don't eat your stash.
The state exactly. The state is shaped like a shoe?
Not really.
Kind of. Pull up a fucking picture of
it doesn't look like a shoe.
You live in a boot right now, don't you?
Penis.
Penis.
Dick.
I mean, I wouldn't mind staying in Florida if I were a millionaire.
You like Florida?
I like Florida.
Fucking
thinking,
Idaho does like a shoe.
I've always wanted to live in either like Australia or New Zealand, which are basically the same thing.
Idaho looks like a wedge heel.
I don't want to go there because they have deadly snakes and spiders.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
That's everywhere.
We have those
I have
here.
My animal traps.
We don't have deadly snakes in Minnesota.
Yeah, we do.
No, but we have brown recluse spiders
the
here in Florida.
The six most venomous snakes all live on that godforsaken island.
Yeah, that island does. Everything there is trying to kill you. I get that. But I don't know. I've always thought, I mean, my buddy Derek, that comedian guy that you guys know, he lives out there and he loves it. So I don't know. I've always wanted to visit and or live. But they have a really strict immigration policy. You want to talk about not letting people into your country, Australia. Jesus.
Well, I mean,
you can get a visa or a visiting pass and that's about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you want
really
to live there,
hard
if you live
a,
there, you
yeah.
have to work on a farm for like a year.
You have to, yeah, you have to work.
Yep.
In a certain type of field, for lack of a better term.
Well, I mean, there's only a finite amount of space. A lot of it's unlivable in that outback area.
Yeah. No, it's not unlivable. It's if they could fucking if they can make some shitty places livable, they could do that. The problem is that there just isn't a need. Remember, it was basically a prison country. You know.
Yeah, for England, it was a prison.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to make a desert habitable.
Tell that to Las Vegas. Las Vegas is very habitable.
Yeah, but there's a river that runs
through
it.
They have golf courses.
The Colorado River.
That is
river.
The weirdest. When I was down there, like,
you think Australia
doesn't
have
desert.
Rivers?
It's straight up desert. I'm like, who decided? Well, obviously, we know who. It was the mob. But it was just a weird
say the Jews.
Spot. No, it was the mob.
Jewish
decided
mafia.
To just build there.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a dream place to live. I don't know. I've never.
I mean, like, you know, the tropical islands, anything like that. No?
I mean, here's the thing is I love the Caribbean a lot, but I don't want to own property there because hurricanes roll through every year. And that seems like a lot of upkeep. So I like having the option of it being a close vacation spot, which is why I like living in Florida. Because you're still attached to land, but you can go visit the Keys anytime you want or the Bahamas or anything, and just it's just a cruise away.
Brendan in the chat says, I'd buy a villa in Italy next to George Clooney's and never move in, just import a shit ton of refugees to live in it just to piss them off.
Well, that's a good idea.
Can you imagine? He fucking goes to Italy. To fucking be away from people, and you import just a house full of refugees.
Well, I mean, here's my thing is if I have lots of money, I don't want to live in one place. I want to use that money and travel and see lots of places for short amount of time. You know, I don't, Italy sounds lovely, but I don't want to put all my eggs in the Italy basket.
Oh, I like money.
Then you want to go to France and then not go to the nude beaches because it's all just women that are covered from head to toe now. Those are ruined.
Boy, they're doing their very best to try to fucking hide what's going on over there, huh? poor
and what happened
this
in
is
Sweden?
Fine. Everything is fine.
Nothing happened in Sweden. Did you see the woman, I think her name is Marine something or other. She's a conservative running for president in France, and she was supposed to meet some sort of Muslim leader. And they told her she had to wear a veil, and she said, no, I'm not going to wear a veil.
tell the guy that my, you know, my condolences, but I'm not going to be able to see him. Then I'm not going to put anything on my head. And she walked away. And she left.
Good for him.
Good
for her. Right? She was like, "Fuck you."
No,
the one thing
wear
I
that.
Still can't get my head around is like women who actually support that religion.
Yeah, dude. It's I don't understand.
So fucking, they don't respect you. It just, they would.
It just goes so against. It goes so against everything. Like, it's weird that a lot of feminists are the same people that fight Islamophobia, but it's like, do you understand that if you try to do what you did in their country, they would murder you? Like,
right.
there wouldn't be any...
They would bury you up to your neck and throw rocks at you
they
until
do
you
it.
Died.
They do it now. They just did it today to people for just joining their ankle. So, you know,
right.
stop it.
Wearing pants.
To be fair, I have a hot ankle.
Yeah, she does have slutty ankles. I do call her slutty ankle, Sherry.
What the hell is that, Marie?
But that was France's...
The before and after.
That's that was the beach in France 5 years ago. This is the beach in France this year.
Oh, my God.
If you want to see the difference.
Yeah. Difference being a lot of beaches in France.
5 years ago, you have two women that are topless walking down the beach. Now you have a bunch of women wearing burkas.
Burkas.
And this is the same beach, by the way. This picture is taken at the same beach, but 5 years apart. Yeah. So, it's fun.
Whatever. Do you think the reason why a lot of liberals are doing it is because they are going against it because they're just basically saying, fuck you to conservatives?
Yes.
Yeah, no,
conservatives,
of course.
It's more of a fuck you than actually trying to support them.
Yeah,
they just,
Of course it's a fuck you. I don't actually believe that they look and they actually care. Again, like, that's my point. Like, I have a lot of different friends on Facebook, a lot of women, a lot of feminists, and a lot of them, you know, post it, you know, like, oh, women are still strong. Look at an example of them being strong. When I posted the video of that French woman saying, no, I'm not going to wear the headscarf, I posted, this is real feminism. She shouldn't have to wear something on her head. Only two girls liked it. And of course, because they can't be shown, even though that's what real feminism is not letting a man telling you what to fucking wear to meet him. But because she's a conservative, they can't give her credit. So that's why I think that's why I think it's phonies. If you can't give somebody credit because of their political affiliation, then that's basically what a phony is. You know what I mean? Like, that means you don't believe in women. Like, for example, the woman, whether you like it or not, Kellyanne Conway, she's a dummy, but she's the first woman to ever successfully run a presidential campaign. Ever. Period. Whether you love her or hate her, if it would have been a woman that did that for Hillary, all you would be hearing is how
amazing.
Is
that true? I thought they had girl campaign managers all over the place.
That's the first female campaign manager to ever successfully win a presidential campaign. And it's just, and it goes to show you, it's not about women empowerment or hating, because, for example, it happens all the time. How many times you see a black conservatives, if they achieve anything? Perfect example. What's his face? The doctor dude,
Dr. Drew.
No, they got, that was an,
Dr. Dre.
Ben Carson.
McDreamy.
Ben Carson. The surgeon dude who ran for president, black guy, he's a conservative. He, of course, is an Uncle Tom because he's a conservative. It doesn't matter what he's done. It doesn't matter that he's a fucking brain surgeon, you know? All that matters is that he doesn't vote a certain way. And that's why it's just so, you know, it's so silly. You know, it's, everything is so silly. It's not real beliefs. It's not real, you know, anything. They care about immigrants, but Obama fucking deported as many people as more people than any other president ever has, you know? Like, and by the way, the stuff that Trump is using now to deport these Mexicans is stuff that's been on the books for years. He's not making new laws, you know?
Right.
I mean? Like, people,
that's the weird part.
People are acting like Trump is going out there making these laws, but these laws were
on the docket for a very long time.
These laws were being enforced way before Trump was in office. Like, they were already doing this, you know? And the problem is like, that's the issue. Like, I saw a bunch of people crying on the news and saying, oh my God, I live in this country. And, you know, and what Trump is doing is this and that. And I'm like, I get it. But the same border patrol agents were doing the same thing back then. They haven't stopped doing it, you know? And the difference is that, you know, I honestly think that we have it ass backwards. I'm not fucking worried about Mexicans. I'm actually more worried about what's happening in France and refugees like that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think Mexicans are going to fucking bomb a building. You know what I mean? Like, they're not a legit threat to me, you know?
Well, I think Trump's stance on that is just the economy aspect of it, the whole taking jobs and whatever.
I get it, but do they really take jobs?
I don't know.
Do they really take jobs?
I know. I'm just saying, I don't agree with it. I'm just saying.
Again, the harsh truth of it, and that's why I try to, like, be fair with both sides. The hard truth of it is that if we got rid of Mexicans, dude, we'd be paying $50 for cauliflower. You know what I mean? Like, whether you like it or not, illegal immigrants, Mexicans specifically, are the reason our produce is cheap and houses are built so cheap. You know,
until robots take over, then we won't care about Mexicans.
Then we won't have to pay anything. You don't have to pay a robot. So it'll
just give
all
it oil
work.
Every now and then. You're good to go.
Oh, wow. This is from Snopes. Were more people deported under the Obama administration than any other? It's true. Wow. And for them to admit that, that's amazing.
Well, did we have more illegal immigrants during the Obama administration?
Well, every year we have more than we did the year before. I mean, that's always
so
happened.
If everyone was doing the same job the right way, then therefore if we had more immigrants, wouldn't we have had to have deported more immigrants back?
Yeah. You know, and it's exactly the point. It's like the thing is, like, people don't realize, like, our country has done ridiculous atrocities all over the planet, and we've had both different parties in office while it's happened. So it's like, one's not better than the other. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really fucking matter. You know, we're gonna, you know, let me tell you something. Do you think that the hospital that Obama accidentally bombed, the Doctors Without Borders ones, do you think they give a shit that he had a cool jump shot and hung out with Jay-Z? I don't think they care.
They
you
might
know what
a
I
little
mean?
Bit.
They might be.
Like, that's
care.
What it is. Like, I think Americans are so self-absorbed. Like, I see all these articles all the time. And I don't even mind Trump. I even said it, you know. I'm Trump. I don't even mind Obama. I even said it. I don't think he was terrible. I don't agree with everything he did. But he wasn't a bad president. Turned out to be pretty moderate, you know, outside of the healthcare thing, which was dumb. But, you know, we judged him because he was a cool black guy who said funny things and had a jump shot. And it's like, yeah, I get it, but do you understand that he was bombing countries more than Bush did? You know what I mean? Like, we were killing people just as much. And I'm not saying, I'm not here to argue whether we should or shouldn't. I'm not saying whether it was justified or not justified. I'm not saying whether we're right or wrong to bomb. Every situation is different. But, oh yeah, I've seen that one. The Pokemon cards, yeah. But, you know, it's just a matter of, you can't pretend like, you know, all presidents don't have their fucking hands dirty. I think you have to get your hands dirty if you're a president, right? Would you, right? Or am I?
Well, everyone's got to wipe their butt.
That's a good point.
Got to wash them hands.
Yeah. Ma says, Obama's a war criminal, but I won't deny he's a very cool personality. And that's exactly my point. Like, as long as you have a cool smile, it's amazing what you can get away with. You know? Like, as long as you're hanging out with the roots, you're fine, you know?
That's true.
It's like, woo, just bomb the hospital. Just bomb the hospital. I'll go on Jimmy Fallon tonight and
so,
do lip sync karaoke.
So we just got to fix Trump's street cred?
No. Dude, listen, let me tell you something. I don't defend Trump. A lot of people think that I do, but the truth is I don't. Look, do I think he's a good speaker? Absolutely not.
What,
oh,
you don't like
God.
Using the word very 5 times in a sentence?
Yeah, every time I listen to the news in the mornings, like, I hear some of his speeches, and he's not good at speaking. Like, he does not have a large...
Listen, anti-Semites are bad. They're very, very bad. It's evil and bad and evil and bad.
He doesn't have a large dichotomy of words. You know what I mean? Like,
quite frankly, it's going to be huge.
Again, Bush got criticized a lot, but better, which I would say, better speaker than Trump. You know what I mean? Like, the speech that even Bush gave after 9/11 was a good speech, very presidential. You know, it's like Trump is just not a very good communicator, you know? For somebody who ran a company, he's not a good communicator.
Let me tell you.
He's a good delegator. He doesn't need to be a communicator.
Exactly.
The things that I chose are very good, and there are things that are out there that are bad, and my good things are going to fix the bad things.
Amal says, I fucking hate Trump, but at the same time, I find it hilarious that he's an adult baby. He's bitching about the FBI, SNL, like an autistic Redditor. No, yeah, I mean, he is. And the thing is, the problem is that, again, I've said this before. You mentioned SNL. If you were a cast member on SNL, you have to feel sad because this is the highest ratings the show's ever had, and you guys are not the reason. It's because of Melissa McCarthy and Alec Baldwin. Seriously, name another funny skit that's happened on SNL outside of the Trump or the Melissa McCarthy one. You can't name one because no one watches it outside of that.
It wasn't circulating on Facebook, so I didn't see it.
Exactly. So, yeah. No, I mean, I get it. Look, I would feel a lot better if Trump were to stop fucking having Twitter fights with people. That would be nice, right? Like,
yeah. It's a little...
Like, fucking stop, dude.
But well, here's the one thing I do like about him. You have the guy who basically is the leader of our country finally calling out the news for the nonsense that we've been screaming out for years.
I'm not saying
there's
not
upsides. So I do appreciate that fact.
I'm not saying there's not upsides.
That it's coming from him is a little weird.
By the way, Dutch, today I heard this interview on NPR, and of course this guy was completely super liberal, but this is how the interview started. They tried to make it seem like it was nonpartisan. They go, you know, reports have come out that Trump is using an unsecured Android phone, and that could be real problems for security, yada, yada, yada. Here we have technology expert, blah, 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 blah. The guy comes on, and instead of you thinking like a technology guy is going to talk about why it's risky, he goes, well, you know, if you look at Obama, he's probably the kind of guy who has an S3 or something, and those S3s, and first off, probably doesn't. The guy has a lot of money, but they were assuming he had an S3. And if he has an S3, it's easy to hack into it. And let's face it, you know, we have to look at Trump's workflow. You know, all he does is he goes on Twitter all day and fights with people. And it wasn't like you thought he was going to talk about like why Android phones aren't secure, but instead he used it as like an excuse to go on there and call him
such
a bitch.
Bullshit.
Like,
so they got their tech expert from the Geek Squad.
Exactly. They got a tech expert come on that was just basically calling Trump a bitch. And I'm like, I get it, but I'd like to know about the Android thing. This used to be NPR. You know things are bad when people are going on NPR where they usually whisper and just fucking call. And you know, today on This American's Life, we have a story. Right. We have a story of a young man. Yeah, so Trump's a fucking faggot, and I'll kick his ass. And it's like, NPR, what happened? Like, seriously, that used to be, even at the worst of times, NPR was like, and you know, Bush is there's a protest outside of the White House because of the oil in Iraq with Bush. And now it's like, this Trump, I'll fucking knife fight him. I'll knife fight him on air.
Did you see?
Calm down, Charlie Rose. Calm down.
Did you see that Trump set out a poll to his own constituents asking if they thought that the media was biased?
Oh, yeah. Trump did this poll.
Oh, come on, dude.
He did this poll.
Like his own.
For real. Bitch, can you find out what it was called?
The poll?
I mean, dude, I was super happy when he got elected because I hated Hillary so much more.
Oh, no, I'm still
with. Don't get me wrong. I voted for Gary Johnson, but I hated Hillary so much. So I was happy, but he's losing me by the day, dude.
I would have been just as sad. See, the thing was Hillary probably would have been a better president in terms of.
No.
Well, let me finish, Dutch. Let me finish. Finish my sentence. You will agree. She would have been a better president in terms of looking and acting presidential. But outside of that, I thought she was way more damaged goods than he was. And had hands in too many things. Look at that. The Clinton organization is shut down now. Done. Dunsky. Gone.
Done.
Yeah, they shut it down. Done.
Wow.
Shut it down.
Because they knew that Trump was probably going to come asking for looking at their books.
And they said bye-bye.
Didn't he say he was like, because you'd be arrested or something. He said he was going to prosecute her if he got elected.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to take a big shit. So let's go to break.
Yeah, let's go to break. We'll be right back, guys. Hit it, Dutch.
All right.
More Like Radio! MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sonny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomic Cast.
More Life Radio!
The Cousin Joe Show.
I read a thing on Reddit. There's this like a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women in boxes, collects cages, things like that.
That's real.
Hang on, can you guys back up? Because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
He was like an electronics billionaire or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this is in Japan.
Of course, okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job.
He keeps them in boxes and cages with their asses out because he loves ass.
He has like over 1,000 of them.
Oh my gosh. I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
Autopsies.
Like boxes of real women squatting down and there's like only one hole in the box.
Wait, you guys put it.
There's a picture on Reddit.
Like, where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
What the fuck? That's exactly what I was thinking.
What?
Nigga, you're right. Take a breath.
What?
Say it. Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can say
it. We're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
It's a
someone collects ass. Why does it have to be in a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are there boxes of asses?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses.
Yeah,
excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Brad Smith says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Okay, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Oh, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce it.
That's not your name.
Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No! That's his name!
Wait.
You're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch. Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Royce.
No!
Hi, I'm Marie.
Stop. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. We talk about comedy things and news stories.
Florida stories.
And yeah, also that. It's on iTunes, Google Play.
Where else?
Our MySpace page.
No.
So just search More Like Radio and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you could find our show.
/live. So remember, sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio.
And make sure you keep listening to It's Eric Nagel, because that guy rules. Boom. Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it. Good job.
There you go, Eric.
Not as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Whetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop, are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
I am suddenly overwhelmed with regret. It's a new feeling for me, and I don't find it at all pleasurable.
You regret that embarrassing photos of you aren't online?
No, I regret that they're lost. They were the one perfect memorial to who I once was. And I should have appreciated those firm, round mammae and calipigeon ass while I had them.
If you're talking about your body, I think you still look amazing.
Then allow me to offer you some advice. Take 1,000 naked pictures of yourself now. You may currently think, oh, I'm too spooky. Or nobody wants to see these tiny boobies. But believe me, one day you will look at those photos with much kinder eyes and say, dear God, I was a beautiful thing.
Will I?
Oh, and make sure you submit those photos to the internet. Otherwise, your own children will go looking for them one day and tragically.
Back live, MoreLikeRadio.com, voice program. MoreLikeRadio.com/live if you want to get in touch with the show. Check out the chat room. See a video. Who is this, Royce?
This is the Swing Growers, an electro swing
band. I like
it. Yeah, they're pretty good. If you like electro swing, you like them.
Nice. Numbers 954-573-2780. Okay, so saw the first two episodes of Schitt's Creek. Didn't really like it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard from a few people. I don't know. I loved it. I mean, you have to go give it more than two episodes, though.
I think it's because I just hate every character in that show so much.
I know. Hold on.
Sherry.
You do at the beginning, but that's why you have to watch it. They all get redeemed. I promise. You have to give it a shot.
I gave it two Sherry episodes. Hates. So
you have it more Sherry, than two episodes.
Yeah. Sherry does not like the show because that whole entitled, I need these very specific high luxury things, and they just don't exist. She has worked for a person who is like, I need you to get me a, you know, an XL Suburban, blah, 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 for our stay in Canada. And Sherry was doing travel stuff at the time, and she was calling around hotels and rental companies like, yeah, we don't have those in the entire country of Canada. And the person's like, wouldn't take no for an answer.
Well, I'll say this. I like Schitt's Creek. I think the second season is better than the first season. I think it's like that with Parks and Rec, but the characters do grow, and you do start actually not hating them as much. I promise.
Yeah.
But I'm still giving it a shot. I'm at like six episodes in or something. Yeah.
The mother seems like a grown-up, elderly version of Jenna Maroney from 30 Rock. So I see what Sherry's saying, where she demands things that just are not real for the everyday person. But it's not like she gets brought down to earth. You just realize she's not really malicious. That's the thing with the whole family. None of the family's malicious. They're just expecting things to be there that aren't. The son, or the pansexual son,
that's Eugene Levy's real kid.
I was gonna say he looked really
Those eyebrows are hard. Yeah. Like it's those eyebrows, right?
So
right.
Like, yeah, are they the ones who created the show?
Yeah, Dan that's Levy.
I saw Eugene Levy and then somebody else.
Eugene Levy and Dan Levy are the ones. The girl who works at the cafe is his daughter, his real daughter. Twyla, that's his real daughter. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, just every character bothered me, and I didn't. It got annoying. It wasn't funny, you know? I'm like, these people don't exist in real life. You know what I mean? Like, I like
they
a
do,
certain.
Though.
Not
that's
really.
That's the thing, though. They do. And I think that's Cherry hated it because they do exist, and she's actually dealt with them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I like it, and you guys are going to like it as I'm trying to get some of them on the show. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, I really do enjoy them. The pansexual son kind of reminds me a little bit of Titus from Kimmy Schmidt. And the daughter, she is very stuck up and plays a dumb girl, but just like the mother, they're not malicious. They're just self-absorbed. And the daughter,
which
the
I,
son...
I think that makes them more hateable. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like if somebody's a piece of shit on purpose, I respect that more than someone who's a piece of shit on accident.
Oh, no, I get it. Look, it might not be for everybody. I thought it was hilarious. I really liked it. We're in the third season. But, again...
Has it really been out that long?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The show was originally only on CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Channel, and then it got picked up by Pop TV here, but people started watching when Netflix put the first two seasons up.
Okay.
Yes, Brett. Yeah, he's bi. Yeah, pansexual means bi, basically.
Why did you just say bisexual?
Because he calls himself pansexual.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But again, give it a shot. You have to give him more than two episodes.
Okay. Well, just generally, you know, with me and my ADD-ness,
I get it.
It takes me a little. Like if it doesn't grab me in the first, like I said, I usually give it two episodes. If it doesn't grab me right away, like the OA. Like, it didn't grab me in the first two episodes, so I was like, all right, fuck this.
I couldn't get into the OA.
The OA's ending was horrendous. I mean, the show wasn't bad. The ending was terrible.
Yeah, my buddy Tyler loves it. My brother Aaron watched it, like, the entire thing, because he's like, this has to get good at some point. He's like, I feel like I got molested by the time I got to the end of it.
The OA...
That's how I was.
Yeah. I mean, well, better than Judd Apatow says it. He says that he feels like he was raped when Trump won. So,
oh my God,
oh Jesus!
Really, he said that, isn't that
like
good?
Literally a penis in his butthole?
Yeah, he felt like he got raped.
I don't think he knows what the definition of rape is.
Well, he also thinks that he's a stand-up.
What about people that have actually been raped?
How yeah, that's a little. Yeah, that's a little. Is he getting shit for that?
No, no, because as long as, again, if you're on the correct side,
against Trump, right?
If you're on the correct side of the aisle, you're fine.
Whatever.
That's exactly it. He can say he was raped, and it's fine. No one's going to judge him. They're going to say, yeah, I was raped too.
Jap, do you guys want to move on to something?
No, whatever
different?
You want, I don't care.
Okay, Japan Zoo kills 59 snow monkeys due to alien genes.
Finally.
Here's something I've been waiting to talk about.
If you go to my blog,
undocumented genes.
That's correct. If you go
like Calvin Klein's that didn't have the label,
no
counterfeit.
No,
those are irregular genes.
A zoo in northern Japan has culled 50. And I said 59 earlier. I meant 57 of its snow monkeys by lethal injection after discovering they carried genes of an quote invasive alien species.
Now, I thought snow monkeys was a derogative term for Eskimos. Am I incorrect?
You are incorrect.
Okay.
You can say that.
I want to apologize. I was misled.
Okay.
The Takagoyamaka.
What?
Nature Zoo in Chiba said DNA testing showed that the monkeys have been crossbred with the rhesus macaw.
Ooh.
A non-indigenous rhesus macaw is banned under Japanese law.
Wait, so they made evil super monkeys?
Yes. So they had to kill 57 of them.
Is this a picture of one of the evil super monkeys?
Oh, he's so cute.
No, that's a cute little monkey. That's got to be a super monkey. That's a little cute little monkey. Look at a little monkey.
He's eating the snow.
They killed 57 of those things.
How did they kill them?
Japanese macaws, commonly known as snow monkeys, are native to Japan and one of the only countries' major attraction. Japan prohibits possession and transportation of invasive species, including crossbreeding.
Didn't you see that, speaking of animals, Dutch, that FedEx is fucking shipping a panda today?
What?
Yeah, bro, I swear to God.
Pandas are ornery little creatures. Like, they'll fuck you up.
Bow Bow, a panda.
Day Bow Bow. As opposed to Night Bao Bao.
Panda Cub leaves DC for China. FedEx is bringing him. Yep. Yeah.
FedEx can just... Wait. You just crate them up and then just put a sticker on the side and they come pick it up?
I don't think that's how it works.
Like, how does that work?
From their Bao Bao boarded a flight to China, where she will eventually join a panda breeding program, which is like a swingers club for pandas. Part of the zoo's cooperative breeding agreement with China Wildlife Conservation Association is that all cubs born at the zoo move to China by the time they're 4 years old. Day Bao Bao will turn four August 23rd, 2017. Bao Bao took, Bao Bao plane took off just before 2 p.m. From Washington Dulles International. She is traveling with a keeper and a veterinarian through the 16-hour nonstop flight. The keepers have packed her favorite foods, including bamboo, apples, and sweet potatoes. And it's a FedEx plane.
Don't pandas shit like 100 times a day?
I don't know, man. I've never looked at the shitting habits of pandas, believe it or not.
I feel like I remember reading that at some point. It's like, do you think maybe they have IBS and they shouldn't be getting all this bamboo?
Well, no, it's not IBS. They're just ingesting too much fiber and it just slides right on out.
Yeah.
Give 40 cheese. Times, Dutch. 40 times a day.
40 times a day they're shitting.
Let's try an experiment, Dutch. Only eat bamboo for a week and see what happens.
Now there's a
Dutch will die.
There's a job.
I think I just might.
Do you think there's a job under FedEx where your sole thing is to pick up panda poop 40 times in route?
Yeah, if you're shitting 40 times a day, like you think what? It's maybe a 2-day trip to FedEx that
Look,
shit over.
All I'm saying is you better hope that that plane doesn't crash, because then you're gonna have to have Tom Hanks playing a panda in a fucking movie 3 years from now where it lands on an island. Like fucking that other FedEx
Panda
movie.
Island?
Yeah. What was it? Castaway 2? This time it's Panda.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen was that panda grab that dude's jacket through the bars and try to pull him through.
Oh my god, Dutch! Forget it.
I was making dolphin noises because I forgot how to breathe when
Dutch,
I was watching that thing.
Sci-fi,
so funny.
Sci-fi original movie idea. Might want to jot this down.
Look at panda.
Sci-fi original movie idea. I want to call zombie pandas. We'll call it Pandademic. What do we think?
Pandemic.
No, panda. Demic.
Pandemic.
No. Panda. Demic.
Pandemic.
You know what? That actually with science.
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi. That's definitely something they would do. They would just like botch.
Yeah.
Like they had something clever there, and they would just fuck it up.
Demic.
Pandademic. Instead of like pandemic and there's like a, you know, between the D and the, instead of, you know, just spelling it with panda in the beginning and have it demic. All one word. Or even hyphenated it, they would just literally have panda and then demic.
Tara Reid in.
Pandademic.
There it is. There it is.
Brendan nailed it. Pandemonium would be a better name.
Pandemonium.
Thank
Much
you, Brendan.
Much better.
Pandemonium.
Yeah, we're not sold on the title just yet, but yeah,
it's
you guys
working.
Have suggestions.
It's a working
sell
title.
It.
We are sold on the premise. Look at that panda in a tree. What's that panda doing in that tree?
Hanging upside down.
Pandas are weird.
I don't think the baby's cute.
Why are the things that are most dangerous to us also the cutest and most snuggliest?
Are pandas really dangerous to us?
Pandas attack people.
They're ornery, man. They'll fuck you up.
Like worse than a grizzly bear?
No, I mean, if
you well, it's a bear. Just bears in general.
Pandas.
Yeah. I've been to a gay club. I know they're very vicious.
Grizzlies, browns. They're all pretty darn dangerous. But they're so little cute. Everybody wants to hurt us.
Not all bears are bad.
Them.
Koalas are fine.
Those are marsupials.
They're koalas. Yeah. Koala bears. They're koala bears. Are
they're
they
called koala bears, but they're not a bear.
They're not a bear.
It's a marsupial.
It's a marsupial.
It's kind of like
thing.
How tomato's not a vegetable.
Then why the fuck are they called koala bears?
Because they're fuzzy and we're bad at naming
then,
things.
Okay. Bears that don't attack.
It's like Native Americans aren't Indians and we still call them that.
Bears that don't attack you.
There's the video.
Yeah, there's the video. The guy.
This dick. He's just laying there thinking he's going to get a picture like every Asian does and then just.
By the way, other bears that don't attack you, Care Bears.
Yeah, they care.
I saw an episode of Robot Chicken where they actually had Care Bears attacking people.
Jesus.
It's funny.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be grabbed by a panda.
Like, we have to work so hard for them to fuck, too. Like, pandas don't ever want to fuck.
Yeah. Like, they're all gay.
Really, yeah, they just don't, they don't ever, pandas just are, they have to put, like, romantic music on for them. And
yeah.
And they just, they don't want to fuck.
I mean, the hack 90s comedian bit is like, what, do you want to fuck someone who looks exactly like you as well? But
or the 90s bit could be, why, or maybe pandas are racist because they're both black and white.
They're mulatto.
And white, right.
They're mulatto bears.
They are mulatto bears, and maybe they're all racist towards each other.
Mulatto bears. How many pandas are left in the world? Can someone look that up?
I don't know, like 10?
I want to know. I want to know how, what the I want to know really how bad it is. By the way, in 2 years, we're going to have woolly mammoths again. By 2019, scientists say we're going to have woolly mammoths.
Thank
again.
God. I was
oh, really?
Worried.
They're doing the genome
oh,
testing
Oh, no. It's
thing?
Not even an if anymore. They're doing it by 2019.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to have them back.
Oh. Technology rules. Where's Kyle when you need him?
Care.
Yeah. So I don't know. But here's what I what, would you eat. Would you eat mammoth then?
The World Wrestling burger? Federation says that since 2014.
No, no. That's the World Wildlife Federation. Dummy.
WWF?
Whatever. Go ahead.
Pretty sure Hulk Hogan was in that.
What you gonna do when them panda bears come right through?
Good God, that panda has a family.
In 2014, they counted 1,864 giant pandas.
How many?
4,000?
1,864.
Oh, shit.
And that was in 2014.
Really? I didn't know the number was that low.
It fucking sucks.
Well, that was 3 years
ago. Now, why
ago.
The did humans kill them off? Like, is that why, or they just
well, they're indigenous
stupid?
To Asia, and we know how Asians love breeding.
Were
so
they,
that whole
were they karate chopped?
Well, the problem is that pandas only eat bamboo, and
they were just karate chopping pandas.
Why would they do that?
No, they weren't. See, because China has growing populations, and they kept chopping down the bamboo forests, and the pandas need a lot of room.
So something was being chopped. It was the bamboo they were karate chopping. As long as something's being karate chopped, I'm a mark.
Actually, all the pandas were on. They were actually only on the Food Network show Chopped. And the pandas are not very good cooks.
Oh, I get they got very anxious.
Because they only know how to cook bamboo, really. So when they were given the mystery ingredients, they didn't know how to prepare them.
I get it, but I kind of want a baby panda because they're adorable.
Yeah, but then baby pandas grow up to be big pandas.
No, we kill them before then.
No. Why would you do that?
We'll kill them. We'll karate chop them.
I do that with
them.
Kittens.
No.
We will karate chop
them
to death.
For, until it becomes a cat and then you let it outside.
I don't think that's runs good. Away. That's like a, you're adding to the cat problem.
Yeah, there is a feral cat problem in the U.S.
Yes, there is.
I was watching,
would you rather
I
have a feral cat problem or a feral
Adam
panda
Adam
Ruins
problem. Everything was on TV the other day, and he was talking about he's ruining cats. Yeah. And he was talking about how, like, feral cats alone have, like, killed off, like, 5 species of birds in the last, like, 10 years.
Oh, no.
How are feral cats different from feral cats, which are cats that wear weird hats and make beats?
Because they're not happy.
Okay, I get it.
They can't hold a tune.
Got it. I got it. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, the fucking chat room is overflowing with panda gifs.
Why not?
Gifts?
It's making me happy.
Would you rather have a feral cat problem or a feral panda problem?
I'd rather have a Will Ferrell problem.
I don't think
you I had a – when I was living in D.C., I was working for this greenhouse, and we had a mouse problem. And I convinced my boss. I'm like, hey, just let me go get a whole litter of kittens, and I'll let them loose. Then I just had a feral cat problem.
Yeah.
Like, within, like, a year and a half, there was, like – 20,000 feral cats.
Did you neuter them first?
Of course I didn't. I just figured they would eat the mice and I'd be good with that. So I got rid of the mice, but now I have
why
cats.
Why wouldn't you do glue traps or some sort of trapping device?
Here's the thing.
Because
this is a
working problem. I don't want to feel like having to reset these traps all the time.
Dutch grew up watching
a glue trap?
Dutch grew up watching Tom and Jerry. And he thought that the cats were going to come up with some sort of plan. You know,
so to get rid of the cats, I had to get a Roadrunner.
Yeah, and then before you do it, he's infested.
Acme trying to get rid of all the Roadrunners.
Exactly. So then you have a coyote problem.
Exactly.
And then it just keeps going from there. And before you know it, Bugs Bunny.
I have a shitload of unused anvils sitting around my office.
And then before you know it, Bugs Bunny's doing an opera with Elmer Fudd for some reason. Is that what you want?
Address.
Is that what you want, John?
So you just get a box of like black holes and you just throw those all around so then all of the roadrunners and coyotes would fall through them and you remove the holes and then they're poof, they're gone.
You mean African American women, not black holes.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Brendan says, I feel this has been done with Always Sunny. Oh, yeah, with the cats.
Yeah, and the walls.
The walls. You put more cats.
Wait, they had an issue with that?
They put
cats. Well, I wasn't making that up. Like, I actually did that when I was living in D.C. I think I told you guys about that when we first got there.
I remember.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wasn't stealing anything from Always Sunny.
Right, but, you know, so you added to a cat problem.
Well, I created one.
You fucking...
Oh, there was no cat problem.
And then you made a cat problem.
I made a cat problem.
Okay, that's not great. Thanks.
Because I got like a whole, like, I got like six kittens, and I raised them a little bit until they got big enough, and then just kind of let them out in the greenhouse so they can eat the mice, and then it just got out of control.
Because you didn't neuter them first.
Of course not.
So you're not one of what people would call a planner, are you?
No, I didn't really think that one through, Royce.
Okay, I'm making sure.
Well, did you release dogs to get the cats?
We went over this.
Yeah.
And then,
let the dogs out?
And then did you... Well, you know how the children's thing goes. I don't need to do it.
Just did it.
Yeah, we already did it.
Good.
Are you paying attention?
Well...
Did you wear a beef it?
I was doing other things.
Were you looking at panda videos?
No. I was doing other things.
So anyways, yeah, they killed a bunch of monkeys because of inbreeding.
Yeah, but did you release to get the cats?
Marie, shut up.
It's more for myself. I hate myself right now.
Where do you think we ended up with Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd?
Stupid, Marie. You're so stupid.
I want to move on to something, but I have to shit again.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Are you serious?
What the hell's wrong with you, dude? I've got gut problems today. I'm sorry. I don't know. I had a sandwich from Panera yesterday, and I love Panera, but I think it's bad.
I'm going to die.
I think Panera is what's making you sick.
I'm pretty sure that you can be addicted to pizza.
Is he just leaving?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he just left.
But can people talk about my pizza problem?
We have to talk. Hold on real quick. I made a movie poster for Pandemonium.
Yes, finally.
Thank God. That's pretty good.
I love it.
It's pretty good. I feel like it has a Vietnam feel to it.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Little Predator.
I'm watching that movie.
Well, you know, I'd watch it. But no, seriously, can you be addicted to pizza in the same way you could be addicted to sugar, crack, or alcohol?
I don't know about crack.
Yes, you can.
Because I've been dieting off and on, and every time I get on the diet... There's only one thing I want, and that's pizza. There's no other food that creeps up into my brain, but I constantly want pizza, all pizza, good pizza, bad pizza, authentic pizza, pizza bagel bites, pizza flavored combos. It does not matter. I want it. Pizza, specifically. Why? And literally, I've tried Googling things like what makes pizza so addictive. I don't know. I don't know if it's
probably
cheese.
Because it tastes delicious.
I don't know if it's the cheese. I don't know if it's the bread. I don't know if it's the marinara sauce. I don't know if it's a combination of all those things. But there's something specifically about pizza. It's maddening.
Well, according to Bustle, pizza is the most addictive food according to science. Here's some tips on not becoming an addict. There are some foods that you like. You feel like you can eat all day, every day, and never get sick of them. And it turns out you might be right. According to science... There are lots of foods that are addictive. By the way, I hate when they say according to science. Which science? That term to me comes up in articles and in clickbait articles all the time, according to science. But
yeah, fuck you.
Science is a broad term. What's science?
You could be talking about geology.
Let me click what science they're referring to. Mike.com, here are the most addicting foods according to science. But I'm still trying to get to the actual research. Okay. Because they keep saying science. As far-fetched as this new research. Okay, now it's another link. I'm trying to get to the heart of this. Which foods may be addictive? The roles of processing fat content into glycogen load. Plaus 1, 10th. Okay, this is from journals, plos.org. Abstract. We propose that the highly processed foods share pharmacological properties, blah, 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 blah. Okay, this is okay. This is why we read the easy stuff.
you get to the bottom of it.
According
and
to
the words are too big.
Too hard.
I don't, you get to the real science stuff and it's just fuck, a little bit too
look,
deep.
Here's the point.
That's why they just call it science.
Hold on. I don't mind. I just need to know that it's based in real science. I don't actually have to read it. As long as I get to a science site, I'm like, oh, it's real. According to science, there's a lot of foods. Shut up. I fucking do whatever I want.
Go back to the safeness of the bustle article?
Yes. Fucking, it got scary when I went to real science. That's why they do it, for morons like me. According to science, there's lots of foods that are addictive in the same way as drugs, and pizza's the most addictive food at all. I believe
why?
It. I ate pizza probably every day through most of college. According to a study conducted on students, researchers at the University of Michigan, being addicted to food isn't as out there as we might think. The researchers asked students about which items they consider to be problem foods and about their own eating habits. Unsurprisingly, their food, they found that lots of students reported having trouble resisting foods they knew to be unhealthy. Although 7% of students met the full criteria for having a food addiction, a full 92% reported a desire to quit eating problem foods but weren't able to do so. In other words, food is addicting, but which foods are the worst? Well, according to research, the foods that most likely to hook you are the ones that tend to have concentrated doses of components that can absorb quickly by the body. Not coincidentally, it's part of the reason why drugs like alcohol are addictive. As Mike.com explains, you'll be more likely to develop an addiction to alcohol because it contains the concentrated additive of ethanol. In the same way, the concentration of sugar tends to be much higher in processed foods than fruit. And indeed, the most addictive food, according to studies...
Are they saying that it's sugar that's the problem? Because what kind of pizza are they researching? Are they doing, like, frozen pizzas? Or are they doing, like, some guy on the street doing a New York-style pizza?
Let's read it.
I mean, how much sugar is in some forms of tomato sauce versus other forms of tomato sauce?
And indeed, the most addictive foods, according to the study, are all processed foods. But don't worry if you see some of your favorite blah, 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 blah. Okay, number one is pizza. It says, you knew pizza was going to be number one item, and you also know that it's too tasty to give up. So it makes so to make it less addictive, try eating it with a salad and not one of those Caesar salads that they sell at the pizza place that probably has more cheese and lettuce. Go with something cheeseless and packaged with veggies. Plants are good.
But the Caesar salad's so much better.
Well, I think that's the point, but it's just if you're going to eat pizza, eat it with a salad.
Right, a Caesar salad.
No, but I think they say the Caesar salad's bad because it's cheese.
Caesar salads aren't bad. They're delicious.
I mean, they taste good. Number two is chocolate. I hear that one. I'm a big chocolate fan, and I do crave
but
that.
I would shit on chocolate for pizza.
Number three is chips. I don't crave chips.
Oh,
chips,
I do.
Chips could suck
I do
cock.
Crave chips a lot.
I'll take chips over chocolate any day.
Yeah, I would, too.
Chocolate is delicious and mostly sugar. You can try to fix it by eating dark chocolate. I do try that, dark chocolate. The problem with dark chocolate is you don't get the same satisfaction as, like, milk chocolate. You know what I mean?
Really?
Actually, I say the other way around.
I don't.
I would say I can eat a thing of dark chocolate, just one thing, and be real satisfied.
Nah, fuck that. Number three
is... What about Caucasian chocolate?
Oh, white chocolate?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's the worst.
That's not even real chocolate.
I hate white
what
chocolate.
What is it, then?
It's actually just... It's called that, but it's not a real chocolate.
Yeah, there's no cocoa in it.
Chips, number three. Study the tortilla chips... the study specified talking about tortilla chips or potato chips, but I'm going to be whatever. Anyway, you should swap them with veggie chips, it says. Number four is cookies. Cookies are great, so great. In fact, you could probably eat an entire box of Oreos, done it, in one sitting before even realizing it. Then you have black shits. But to keep from that happening, try drinking that milk you're dunking them in instead of just using it to get the cookies damp. A little milk soaked into the cookies isn't going to dilute the sugar, but a couple big gulps per cookie might do the trick. Plus, it'll help you fill up faster. Ice cream.
I like cookies.
Oh, by the way, this weekend, Marie and I went to this ice cream place, and it was wonderful.
It was pretty enjoyable.
It was. I got this cookie ice cream sandwich that was fucking amazing.
Was it nitrogen infused?
I don't know. It was just ice cream. Ice cream is delicious and also packed with sugar, also addictive. So to make it less addictive, try loading it up with fresh fruits or nuts. Suck my cock. And when I say loaded
up,
I'll
put fruit on it. That sounds delicious,
actually.
I'll
put nuts on it, not fruit. Mother Nature provides fruit shouldn't go on desserts. Fruits on desserts is a fucking sin. The only fruit that should go on dessert is strawberry on a cheesecake. That's it. Any other fruit on dessert is fucking horseshit.
Strawberries and ice cream is good.
Yeah, a bullshit. No, it's not. Fruit and dessert do not go together. Get your fruit out of my dessert. Thank you.
What about like an apple pie?
Are you
pie?
Reading or is that like your... Pie.
This is my...
Are you reading or is that your opinion?
This is my opinion. Fruit does not go with dessert.
Well, you're just wrong.
No, it
doesn't.
Yeah,
bananas.
Bananas could suck my cock, too.
What about jelly?
A banana split?
A banana's Foster's is fine. Banana split could suck my dick. I don't want to have
like putting
I don't even like in, I don't
right,
even
in their
like,
beer.
I don't want to have to
I don't
eat
like
I don't want to have
to I think that's fine.
I don't want to have to eat around a fruit to get to my ice cream.
See, I like fruit, but I also like just plain vanilla.
Of course you do. You're married to one.
Hey.
Like I love
fruit. I called you gay.
Gay.
I always really liked fruit tarts.
Hey. Fruit homosexuals is the proper term. Wait, homosexuals is the proper term.
Yeah, it's a double negative.
Watch list. Or gay.
Like those little fruit tarts? I always love those things. I don't know. They're refreshing.
Oh, okay.
It's on a cookie.
When you said fruit tart, I thought you meant like a different version of the sweet tart.
No.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Those like cookies with custards and then fruit on top.
Split, I'll go with the strawberries on cheesecake. I'll go with, I don't know. I think
no
cherries in ice cream is good. I can't eat ice cream anymore, but.
Because you're a lactard?
I'm lactarded, yeah.
Oh, you get to enjoy sherbet then.
Yeah. I love sherbet.
I don't even really like sweet things anymore. Like, I've grown out of that for whatever reason.
Was there anything else on the list, Royce?
Yeah. Or when you're bitter. I like it, though. That was it. That was all that's on the list.
Okay.
But yeah, pizza's the number one most addictive, apparently.
I mean, that's the only thing I think about when I'm dieting.
So, and now you know
the
what?
Only food.
It's pizza. Yeah.
But I don't know if it's because cheese is addictive or it's the marinara sauce and it has sugar in it.
I think it's because it's you have dairy, cheese, you have everything that's addictive in one. And then but pepperoni, you have salted meat, like you have salt, sodium.
It's
everything
awesome.
Your body loves in one thing. Well, you know, that your taste bud love. Your body doesn't necessarily love it.
It loves it.
Do you prefer pizza or sandwiches more? I'm more of a sandwich guy.
I do love sandwiches, but if I had my choice, I would make...
Like, if you could only eat one food for an entire year, would it be any type of pizza you want or any type of sandwich you want?
Oh, shit. No,
one calendar year.
No weight problems?
No weight problems.
Pizza.
But you were basically gun to your head. Oh, really? Okay.
She doesn't need a gun
I want to... Like, my first instinct is pizza, but at the same time, I'm like, well... I really love pizza, but it also gives me heartburn sometimes, so I might actually go with sandwiches because there's a lot of different sandwiches you could have.
Yeah, a little more variety. I mean, there's a shitload of different types
True.
Of pizza, but...
And I could make my sandwich into pizza-flavored toppings.
Yeah,
you could do that.
Oh, so. That's a good point. Yeah, you could just make a pizza sandwich. No problem.
But,
yeah,
but literally, a pizza is just a rolled-out sandwich.
It's true.
Basically, yeah.
It's not like,
so then if I fold over a pizza, technically it's a sandwich and I'm fine eating a pizza. So I'm going to go with sandwich.
I think that makes it a calzone.
I'm going with a sandwich.
Is a calzone nothing but a sandwich closed up?
No,
a pizza
no.
Closed up? Yeah.
A calzone is just a pizza.
Calzone is actually Italian for pizza sandwich.
Actually, a calzone is just.
I speak Italian.
A calzone is just a pizza with something to hide.
Well, then what's a cannoli?
I don't know. What's a cannoli with you? Well,
I wish the resident Italian on the show, Johnny Cake Sanzeri, would help us with this one.
Yeah, I mean, with a cannoli, it's basically ricotta cheese, sugar, and then a pastry.
Oh, my God, I want a cannoli now.
No.
Fuck you.
I know what you're talking about, Dutch.
Hold on. There's a calzone, and then there's the other one that doesn't have the red sauce inside.
He's talking about a cannoli. John was right.
Yeah, are you talking about cannolis? You're talking about strombolis.
Okay, that's
stromboli.
That's what it
okay.
is.
So, all right. So a calzone has it has ricotta cheese in it with marinara, and then it's got specific meats in it like capicola and mozzarella. Whereas with a stromboli. You can fill it up with mushrooms, chicken, sausage, and it's got provolone cheese inside of it. And
right, does it also have the red sauce? Because I know one of them has red sauce and the other one doesn't. Or am I wrong?
One doesn't have red sauce, but it comes with a side of marinara, so you can dip it. It's very delicious.
Okay. I'm gonna say,
and what makes you feel even more, and what makes you feel even more miserable is the servings for these things. It's not a single person serving. It's for either two people or for like six people.
Yeah, if you're
you still buy it by yourself.
Yeah, if you're fucking pussy, it is.
If you're a gabagoo, but you ain't no gabagoo if you get a stromboli, hey.
I made that stromboli like a motherfucking
sandwich.
Have you
done any challenges lately, Cakes?
No.
That was your thing for a little while there.
He's retired.
Yes, because I needed friends.
He's retired.
I think you'd win more friends if you did more food challenges.
Well, you definitely don't win friends with salads.
No, you do not.
Oh my God, I'm hungry now, Marie. Why would you do that? See, now I want to eat.
This is my problem every day.
See, now that's a stromboli.
You understand that after the show, I want to order Domino's and just sit there like a fat bitch, right?
All the time.
Okay. Does Pizza Hut still do their pizzones?
I don't order pizza because I'm not an idiot.
I'm just asking because there's one like right down the road from my place. So
I'm not sure because whenever I order Pizza Hut, I always have to get a stuffed crust pizza because I needed cheese in the crust.
I don't need that.
I miss East Coast pizza. That's the one thing I miss the most from living out back there is that big floppy pizza. Don't get that out here.
Not at all.
Pizza.
We even get it around us
because
we got
so many transplant New Yorkers.
A lot of transplants.
I'll say Florida does have decent.
You guys get Yingling. That's the one thing I'm bitter about.
Yeah, we do.
It's fucking Yingling's Pennsylvania gross. Beer, and you guys get it.
Yep, because
and you have Wawa, which is another Pennsylvania thing.
Oh yeah,
that I miss.
Orlando is a petri dish for restaurants that should have closed a long time ago. We keep everything running because we have people from all over the world that want that one restaurant to be there whenever they show up to the world's happiest place on earth. And God damn it, if they want to go to a Ponderosa Steakhouse, they have a Ponderosa Steakhouse.
So then Chick-fil-A should only be open on Sundays in Orlando then.
It's never open.
Because every time I've ever gone to Orlando for the weekend, the one thing you hanker is fucking breakfast from Chick-fil-A. And guess what? It's fucking closed on a Sunday.
Brendan said I just ate a Philly cheesesteak calzone.
Lucky you.
Fuck.
Lucky.
Do you miss those Dutch cheesesteaks?
Every once in a while, there's a place here in town that kind of gets it right, but you know how it is.
Do you go Wiz or no Wiz?
I switch it up. Okay. I usually go American, but I go Wiz every once in a while if I want to have a heart attack.
Most places I've noticed, because I've always wanted to have a Philly cheesesteak with Wiz. Most places, hey, we got a Philly cheesesteak. Go, hey.
That's not how we sound.
Let me finish my story.
Are both of you talking? Is Dutchie talking at the same time there?
I don't sound like that. Nobody from my state that sounds like that.
Dude, let me finish my story.
Go ahead.
And I'll be like, hey, yeah, can I get it with Cheese Whiz? And they're like, what? No, this is a restaurant.
Mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Hey.
Hey.
I miss the two places that I like the most is as far Tony's and Pat's. Those are the two. Don't go to Geno's. Geno's can suck my dick. But if you're ever in Philly, Pat's is a place to go because they have the thick slice stuff. And then Tony's is really good too. Actually, they have a Tony's in the airport. They really expanded. Tony's is great.
So what's the beef with Geno's?
They do the chopped meat stuff. I don't know. I just don't like them. But Pat's and Geno's are across the street from each other, and they've been fighting for years on who invented the cheesesteak. There you go. That looks so
good. Oh my God.
Patty.
Yo.
Yeah, they have like more of a thick cuts steak, and they use Whiz there. So if you're gonna be getting Cheese Whiz, that's the place to do it.
All right then.
Oh my God, that looks amazing. You have to stop this. Dude, I'm starving now.
I don't know
it's
what
the
to
bread.
Do.
That's what makes it is you have to have a specific type of French roll, and it just
I don't know what to do with myself. There, going back to what you asked
the listening audience, Marie's just posting pictures of food.
Going back
Tony
to what
Luke's,
you asked before, Dutch.
Tony
remember,
Luke's 30. Yeah,
remember
yeah.
in the beginning of this episode where you said if you were a millionaire, where would you live? I would live in a sandwich shop. That's where I'd live.
Just live in anyone, any sandwich.
Yeah, sandwiches are the way to go.
Again, yeah. Sandwiches, Trump pizza all day.
I think so. But Marie doesn't think so.
No, I think so. I think it's a really, really tough choice. It's only tough in the fact that I consider pizza a sliced open sandwich and a sandwich a folded over pizza. It's all the same thing. You can put whatever ingredients you want in a sandwich and you can put whatever ingredients you want on a pizza and make it the same. It's almost as equivalent to tacos and burritos too. It's still bread wrapping around every other ingredient that you want to have.
Right.
Fuck.
And whether that bread be flour, corn, wheat, dough, doesn't matter. It's all amazing just to have bread with meat, with cheese, with vegetables and condiments.
Sugar.
I actually like a Philly cheesesteak on a good wrap.
Ew. Shut the... You know what? You're fired. No. Oh. Get the fuck out of my face.
I am out of your face.
You know you're coming in here with that face, and I don't like that face. You get out of my face with your face.
John, that seems messy. The wrap wouldn't hold all the juices of the meat.
I feel like cheesesteak wrap.
Oh, I say, nay.
That's the beauty of a good French roll. It sops up all that goodness that makes your heart clog.
Yeah, your hands would get messy.
But I think the French are assholes.
That has nothing to do with anything. The bread's good.
So then just call it a roll. Don't call it a French roll.
Oh, my God. I had these two girls.
French bread roll.
I picked up these two girls today when I was Ubering, and they were in the back.
But you're married.
They were in the back.
It's okay. I support it.
So I pick up these two girls, two blonde sorority girls. They were using the word like a comma. It was like. And then they get in the car. And look, I don't mind when people eat in my car. I get at people having breakfast. It doesn't matter to me. They get in the car with the flakiest croissants that have ever fucking existed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I understand. I don't ever tell people not to eat. I know if you're hungry, you're getting to work, you want to eat. Dude, eat, you know? But again, don't fucking eat the flakiest croissant that's ever existed. So it's like, anyway, and all I hear is...
Oh, no.
And so... I told her,
Have
you ever had a dream that you could do?
I thought he said the word like more in
so
this
much
one.
You could do anything.
I guess he didn't.
He
said like 18 times.
He says
he
you a lot more.
Okay. Sorry, didn't mean to hit the button then.
That's okay. It's always good.
it really is.
Yeah, it was one of those where it's like, and they were very attractive, but wow, did they become increasingly unattractive the further I drove with them.
Sure.
Most girls are like that. The more you talk to them, you're kind of like, well, I guess just most people in general. Yeah, I don't want to be sexist, but.
Yeah.
So did they make it to their destination or did you kill them?
Kick them out, yeah.
They made it to Epcot. Oh, that's where they were going. They were going to Epcot. Just.
Like.
Anyway.
You know.
Fucking the people I pick up sometimes, man.
But like. That he's like a. You're like. No, like.
I was waiting for that.
The hell was that?
That was you in. During one story, I just isolated the amount of times you said like. I think it was in maybe a 2-minute story.
But like that, like he's like a, you're like, no, like.
It sounds like you.
This
put
was
it
years
in
ago. That's an old clip. Before we get out of here, I was watching. Have you guys seen that new CNN documentary, The History of Comedy?
No.
It's really interesting. It's the first episode. They address more of the language of comedy, and they kind of address like the early days of Lenny Bruce and Carlin and all the legalities and the stuff that a lot of earlier comedians had to go through as far as the FCC goes. And then the second one, I think it's entitled The Funnier Sex. And they basically have – it's what that documentary that who's Richard Voss's wife?
Bonnie McFarlane.
Bonnie McFarlane.
Yeah, she put up that documentary on Women Aren't Funny. The CNN's 1 hour documentary, because they have like a mini series going on about comedy, talking about women, is what that movie should have been. As far as, you know, telling the history of just women comics coming up, how, you know, they got scrutinized for a while, what was funny, who were the hacks, who were the actual revolutionaries, the alternative ones. And then the fact that, like, the majority of women are the ones who are, like, dominating comedy these days, as far as Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Amy Schumer, and all that kind of stuff. And
I love Tina Fey. I like Amy Poehler. I hate Amy Schumer.
You hate her now?
Yeah.
She's gotten a little more political, huh?
Too political. I mean, it's not even why. It's just she's completely turned her back on what made her. And yes. Now she's acting.
What
like
do you
she,
mean?
Like, when she was... when she was first coming up, I saw her as an opening act for Jim Norton. Her jokes were brutal, like brutal, you know, making fun of people. Her early stuff,
yeah. I mean, she was here's the thing that turned her for me was when she apologized for one of her earlier jokes.
Exactly. And that's the same thing happened with Sarah Silverman. Sarah Silverman had one of the funniest rape jokes of all time, you know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, you can't. Then she's talking about rape culture. It's like, well, no, you can't do both, you know. And that's what bothered me. Like, comedians should. I'm not gonna say should. I shouldn't tell comedians to do whatever the fuck you want. But in my eyes, when comedians become political too strongly, don't get me wrong. There's comedians who are political and are funny.
Yeah, there's certain comedians whose entire act are political. When they become Louis Black,
when they become like activist or deny who they are or censor themselves, that's when you lose me. Louis Black is political, but Louis Black's never censored himself. Louis Black makes brutal jokes about everything. You know what I mean? Like, you understand what I'm saying? And Bill Maher's another one, big liberal, but man, he's made some fucking brutal jokes. And my point is that
well, here's the thing: is that like, yeah, Schumer basically, what I think when you say, and correct me if I'm wrong, when you say turn your back, like she basically dropped her and what got her to the playground in the first place, dropped all of that, and now has become like she feels like she needs to be like this weird feministic activist. That's right. What it kind of feels like to me. And then also the whole stealing accusations, which I don't think were founded in anything real. I don't think any of that shit that they were trying to. She wasn't as egregious. In fact, I don't think she stole any of that stuff. I think it was her writers on her show that stole stuff from other people. I don't think it was her.
Would you think that like her career took a turn after Trainwreck?
A little bit, because yeah, she got a lot more involved with, because her dad is what? Not dad, sorry. Her uncle is Chuck Schumer, who's like a big time, you know. Figurehead in the in the Democratic Party, and then she was really campaigning for Hillary, and I think that's what kind of made people go,
Yeah, I mean, I don't even care about that. It's just I think at one point she was saying something like, "Oh, I was playing, pretending to be a white conservative," like, or some dumb thing like that. Like it really bothered me. Again, you could be political, but it's when you become militant, you know?
Yeah, like, Molly says, Amy was friends with all the famous comedians from the Comedy Cellar, some of those brutal ball busters, and yet Amy has become hypersensitive
exactly.
For some reason.
That's a very good point.
That thing.
Like, she was brutal, you know? I mean, to hang with those people, you have to be, you know?
Yeah, you'll get eaten alive.
And it's, you know...
I think that's the reason why people still like Kevin Hart. Because he was part of that crowd as well, and he still hasn't really, you know what I mean? As much as big as he is, right. he still associates with the guys from that era. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I would, and again, Kevin Hart for me is another one where a lot of people give him shit. The guy's fucking hilarious. The guy's stand-up is hilarious. He's making a lot of money, and I think that happens with a lot of people when they get famous. A lot of people start shitting on them. People, but that guy is legit. Look, everyone's made shitty movies. Don't get me wrong. But Kevin Hart, if you watch his stand-up,
If you're getting movie deals and you're getting six-figure deals, why wouldn't he cash in? I don't understand that part of it.
I got to ask, what's up with Cat Williams these days? Because I feel like ever since those viral videos, like... Because he was almost on the same spectrum as Kevin Hart, like, with making all the money and the tour buses and everything.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Is Kevin Hart, like, he branched over to the white audience. Cat Williams and Cedric the Entertainer and those kind of guys. Which, by the way, I saw Cedric's Netflix special. It's actually really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of black humor. He's funny, man. Cedric's actually... But the reason why I brought up that whole... the ending of the episode on CNN talking about the history of comedy, talking about female comics.
Right.
I think Patton Oswalt said it the best. And he was like, I can't believe we're in 2016, because I'm assuming that's when they made it. And he's like, and you're asking me this question. It's like, this is fucking infuriating. Of course there's funny women. The fact that we're even talking about it right now is retarded. And I thought that struck home, because I'm like, yeah. Like, why would you even...
Yeah,
why are people
it's a dumb question.
Women aren't funny or things like that. I'm like, women have been hilarious my entire life, so I don't know what they're talking about or why it keeps coming up.
Hey, Dutch, I think it's time for us to wrap up.
Oh, shit.
I got the music, though.
Nice. Royce, why are you better?
I'm better than you because Marie just finished her order at Domino's. We're going to have pizza here in a little bit.
I'm better than you because I just finished my order at Pizza Hut.
That's hilarious, Dutch.
Johnny Cakes, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I can tell you the difference between a stromboli and a calzone.
Sherry.
It's not there.
I'm better than you because I went to bed already.
She just leaves the show. I at least tell you guys.
She was up at 4 this morning. The fucking dogs were firing.
Bitch, play better.
Well, I don't feel like I'm better anymore because everyone's getting pizza and I don't have any.
Marie, I'm assuming that's your better.
I'm better than you because I adulted super hard by buying pizza after convincing myself I'm addicted to pizza.
Hippo juice tomorrow.
Nice. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch Royce. Walking on a quest for God at my friend's apartment. White boy wasted. Glue stick wasted. White boy wasted. Glue stick wasted. Stupid wasted. Stupid wasted. Stupid wasted. When I say awkward, y'all say silence. Awkward. Awkward. Yeah, super soaker filled with four loker plus SoCo, real gross, yo. I go ham and cheese on throw rolls. That's a metaphor, another metaphor. Like icing on a Cinnabon, like a hot chick that ain't no fun. Listen, I'ma teach you a lesson. Let's start at number one. Sleep is the best way to save money. Two, money is the best way to have sex. Three, sex is the best way to feel nothing.